Welcome to The Inspired Wave. This is the podcast and community for conscious female leaders and founders who are creating a big impact in their world. And we're excited to be hosting the High Vibe Leadership Summit this coming March 18th to the 21st, which you can attend for free through the link in the show notes. We've curated a distinguished global group of leadership experts who will guide you through this transformational experience for creating more prosperity at the cross-section of purpose and impact. Welcome to the show. I often talk about embracing more of the feminine energy in business because both our culture and the corporate workplace have always ignored or undervalued it. But of course, we have to have both. There has to be a balance between the male and female energy in order to be profitable. Today, I'm going to be talking about the warning signs that you might actually have too little of the male energy in your business and how to bring this into balance for more profit and impact. To start with, I want to give you a brief overview of what I actually mean when I talk about the male and the female energy in business. And if you picture the beautiful yin and yang symbol, you'll be reminded that it's in balance. We can't just rely on one or the other. When I talk about female energy, and these are the skills that are so important and often overlooked in business, the first thing that comes to mind is our people skills. It's so critical for business. And this is all the female energy. Your emotional intelligence, your leadership skills, your ability to regulate your emotions, communicate effectively, and to have empathy and compassion in your interaction with others. Those are amazing feminine qualities for both the men and the women to embrace. Feminine skills include energetic self-mastery. You've probably heard me say before that we lead with our energy first, and our frequency has to be a match for our goals and our big vision in order to create it. Imagination and flexibility are two more really critical feminine energy attributes that we have to have in a successful business. You can't stay successful over any length of time if you're not willing to adapt and be flexible and innovative. I've talked about this before. That's really important. And then, of course, intuition. You have to be able to recognize, trust, and be willing to follow your intuition. And that is really one of your most valuable and underutilized assets for most people. So those are all really, really important feminine qualities that we want to embrace. But that's not all of the picture, right? Or we would not be in business. So the important male energy skills that we want to make sure we have plenty of in our business, in balance, are the more traditional skills. So if you're in a big corporation or a long-standing successful business, these are already probably baked into the culture. But if you are a startup or if you are a solopreneur, they may not be because it may not be part of your behavioral style to embrace these qualities. So you want to be really aware and look out for this because they are critical for a successful business. The first one I want to mention is analysis, your analysis skills. Your intuition is informed by your subconscious, and that is only going to be as good as the information that you've taken in over time. So you have to do your due diligence. You have to put in the time to do your market research and give your subconscious and conscious mind all of the information it needs to make informed decisions. And that brings us to the next really critical, important male energy skill you have to have in a successful business, and that is decisiveness. Deals are lost and companies are ruined by analysis paralysis and an inability to pivot or act when you need to, you can't get stuck there. You have to be decisive after you've done your analysis. The third quality I want to highlight is directness. Busy business owners do not have time to avoid important conversations or beat around the topic. You can have compassion for a person or situation, so that's the female energy you can bring in for balance, but you still need to say what needs said in a diplomatic way without delay. You have to be able to be direct and say what needs said or do what needs done. The fourth one, and this may go without saying, but action we can't ignore, and you need to be aware if there's not enough of it going on in your business to be productive and get done what needs done. So you wouldn't have a business if there wasn't action happening. And too much of the male energy here can lead to hustle hard mode or overwork and exhaustion, and that's not good. We don't want that, but you have to be able to be in aligned action and know that everything's getting done in a reasonable amount of time. You have to be productive to be profitable. And the last thing I want to point out here is focus, because distractions are everywhere. And being a really good steward of your attention, as well as your time, and of course your attention will impact how you use your time, that's just good for business, both for you and for any team members that you have. You need to be aware and make sure that focus is where it should be so that you're productive and profitable. So the big question of the day is, how do you know if you're leaning too much into the feminine energy and you need to bring more of that male energy into your business? So the first really obvious first tip is noticing that there's a lack of stuff getting done based on reasonable expectations. So again, you don't want to be in hustle mode. You don't want to feel overworked or have your team feel like, you know, they're just machines and overworked. However, under reasonable expectations, is stuff getting done the way it needs to be? You need to be open and honest with yourself about this. And if it's not, where is the clog? You can't fix it until you recognize where the problem is. So you can ask yourself a few questions here. Are you spending too long in indecision? No judgment. You've got to notice it first, and then you can work on fixing it. Indecision is a big problem in this area. Are you putting off conversations that need to happen, and so productivity is being impacted? Are you doing more dreaming than taking action? You know, it's really fun to get caught up in the visioning, but of course, if we're not taking aligned action, we won't be in business long. So that's an obvious one, but it can happen, especially if you're just getting started and you don't have all of your systems in place. Are you using your time wisely 100% of the time? I already talked about distractions. They're everywhere. And, you know, whether you're a man or woman, they're everywhere. It's part of our culture. You may be pulled into unnecessary conversations frequently in the work day, whether it's with clients or team members. You know, you can have a little quick chit-chat, but are you being distracted for too long? Are you opening your emails and 2 hours later find you're still there dealing with other people's priorities rather than how you intended to spend your day? That's not a good thing. You have to manage your time wisely. Are you going down the social media rabbit hole? There's tripwires everywhere to distract us. You just need to be honest and notice where those are coming in so you can fix the problem. And of course, you can go through the same analysis with any team members you have. Managing your attention, first and foremost, and your time, which is impacted by your attention, is the most common area for improvement with both men and women. So if this is a challenge for you, no judgment, but you have to notice it and then look into some time management techniques to try and fix it. And, you know, you can do your own online research. I really like the Pomodoro technique. You can, you know, look that up online if you're not familiar with it. But it doesn't matter what you use as long as you find something that works for you. And if you try something that doesn't work, keep looking because there's a lot of information out there. Managing your focus first and foremost to help you manage your time is going to be critical. Another issue that may come up and a telling sign that you may need more male energy in your business is if you're able to look with 20/20 hindsight and admit that you have made some poor decisions. Now, again, no judgment, that's feedback. But if you're able to honestly reflect and see that you made some bad decisions, what's the cause of that? There's two areas, and it has to do with balance. Did you follow your intuition? That's the feminine energy. And if you did you do your market research first so that both your analytical mind and your intuition had all of the data possible to make the best informed decision possible? Again, you have to balance it. The third thing I want to point out that's a tripping point for a lot of people, and this isn't as obvious, so you really need to kind of step back and look for this if it's coming up for you. Are you starting to resent any of your team or your customers, one or many of them? Or are there certain people that you're starting to feel like you want to avoid? That's a hint, because this can be caused by a lack of directness and an unwillingness to address situations as they come up. Most of us have behavioral styles that like to avoid conflict. That's very normal. There's no judgment there. You need to be aware of it, though, and train yourself to address things as they come up and, you know, be more direct and prompt about it. Is there an unwillingness to require that everyone honors your boundaries and your expectations, or an unwillingness to address it promptly if they don't? Again, this is a sneaky one because you're not going to notice it the first time this happens or the second or the third, but it can become a habit, and it is a big energy and productivity and profitability drain for you. It will build up over time. It will build resentment in you, and it can also build conflict in your team. So look out for that. And of course, the answer in all of these situations is balance. If you picture yourself riding a bicycle, you'll be reminded of this. How do you stay in balance on a bicycle? You have to keep moving, first of all. You don't stop. You have to keep in motion, but you're also constantly adjusting your weight on the bicycle, aren't you? And that's the way this is. Any kind of balance you're trying to keep, and the male and female energy is the same. You don't want to get too far over into the female or the male energy to cause you to fall over or to not be profitable. You want to try and balance in the middle and build those buffers in the middle so you just get off course a little bit and then you notice and you steer yourself, you make adjustments, and you get back on course and into balance. It's never going to be perfect. You just need to catch it before it gets way off and adjust course. No one can create a profitable business with all female or all male energy. You have to have both, and it will always require vigilance to keep it in balance. Even the most successful business owners will have to stay vigilant on this because it's very easy to lean one way or the other. But you always want to be observing, tweaking, and adjusting course.
Thanks for listening. I so appreciate you being here. And if you've enjoyed the show, please consider taking a quick minute to leave us a 5-star review. It would go a long way toward others finding us. Make it a great day.